Susan Mendenhall, it's good to be talking with you.
Thank you for having me.
Now, while this coronavirus threat has us all thrown for a loop, we are focused on the basics. But beyond food, clothing, and shelter, there is the art world. Why is that so important to us?
You know, the arts exist to unify our community. It exists to gather us together in celebration, to learn about each other, to be excited about each other, to champion each other's accomplishments. And during this period of social distancing and isolation, I think we are all going to emerge from this period of time hungry to be together and celebrate one another once again.
So what's the worry, the immediate fear for our arts and culture scene, Susan?
I don't think the immediate fear is any different than any other industry, business, family in the community. It's the fear of the unknown, the fear of uncertainty. We've never been through a pandemic in our lifetime, and we don't know exactly what this means for our lives and livelihoods. From an arts perspective, individual artists, arts professionals, there are about 18,500 of them in Northeast Indiana, they share the same fears.
18,500, that's a lot of people served and serving the community then at any given time. And Arts United, now that name does speak for itself, Susan, and you are its leader. Just what does it say to you, especially right now, this role you're in?
Right now, I am continually impressed and overwhelmed by how our arts and cultural leaders and artists in the community are coming together to support one another. This has been an opportunity for them to really help each other be resilient, and they are resilient, and they are thinking creatively, and they're exchanging ideas. We are exchanging ideas often through technology now instead of in the same room or on the same dance floor or in a theater. But the creative juices are flowing, and it's been really fun to watch that those relationships develop in the midst of adversity.
That unity is community-wide, and the unity in Arts United, of course, is too. About how many organizations would you say it represents?
Every year, Arts United serves and supports about 70 arts, culture, and quality of life organizations and programs, and we're very pleased to do that in a number of ways. Funding is a component, but also we coordinate and own facilities in our downtown arts campus, Fort Wayne. We coordinate back office business support, group health insurance for about 222 employees at 18 organizations. Payroll processing, and serve in a very significant advocacy and community planning role on behalf of our community. So in these various roles, these various hats that we wear, we interact with a lot of arts and culture individuals, leaders, administrators, artists, professionals, board members, and volunteers, and a lot of patrons who just have a love for the vibrant community that we live in. And throughout this time, we've really seen our role as one of being an advocate, one of being a facilitator, one of being a source of knowledge and an opportunity to share information among arts and culture nonprofits in particular, so that they feel like they can take important and informed next steps with some information.
And how critical that is now, to be sure. Since we collectively are in this together, then what should we all, the community that is, what can we be doing?
There are a number of ways that our community members can take action today to support our local arts and culture. These organizations are especially impacted by the very important measures that we are taking as a community to safeguard the health of our friends, family, and neighbors and the integrity of our healthcare system. But as a result of that, many arts and culture organizations are anticipating financial hardship. And for some of them, they are leaning heavily on their business continuity plans. And, you know, the future is uncertain. The community support means a great deal. And there are some very simple ways that everybody can support arts and culture right now. Number one is, if you have tickets, don't ask for a refund. Consider your ticket a donation. It will help that organization stay in business and retain their employees. Number two, renew or buy a membership or a subscription. This is a great time to take a look at what's coming up in the next season, and there is another season coming beginning next fall. renew your subscription, that'll give some certainty to your favorite arts and culture organizations that their patrons are supporting them and that they've got a bright future as they plan to bring a bright future for our community.
Those two things are, if not really, really easy, they're certainly doable, Susan. What else?
Another great way to support local arts and culture is give a donation. Even a small donation to your favorite organizations can help them. And for individual artists, most individual artists, dancers, visual artists, singers, musicians, they rely on events to be able to make a living. And right now, they're unable to do that. Many of them sell their work online. You can purchase their work, and that could be a lifeline.
That certainly makes sense, and we can call it paying forward or call it insurance. But the bottom line, Susan, can we, doing this, actually make a difference, enough of a difference to be a stopgap right here, right now?
Absolutely. This community, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Northeast Indiana, we are the community that saves itself. That is our brand. That is our culture and our heritage. And when it comes to meeting adversity and looking at ways to create solutions, this community always rallies together. And I have every confidence that our community is going to rally behind the arts right now. This is a time of need. It's a time of importance. And we are asking our community to step up and support their most favorite arts and culture organizations, because without their support, we may have fewer of them, and that's something that we just can't have. So we're excited to be able to advocate on their behalf and would ask others to join me in doing what they can to make sure the arts are alive and well for our community.
Indeed, and we don't live in a vacuum, even during this mandated social distancing. Let's talk about its opposite, the social connecting, and that one big connector, social media. What kind of a game changer would you say this is for you, for Arts United and your umbrella organizations?
Well, it's a huge game changer. Last time this country faced a pandemic, we talk about the flu from the early 1900s. And at that time, there wasn't an opportunity for arts and culture organizations and individual artists to maintain a level of visibility and connectivity to the community, to the people who care about them. And now my colleagues at arts and culture organizations and individual artists are getting really creative about what they might do. Fort Wayne Youth Theater is starting Youth Thursdays and are doing a number of activities every Thursday to keep kids active and engaged while they're at home during this time when our schools are closed. Fort Wayne Ballet is offering classes that are kitchen friendly, that take about the size of a standard kitchen so that they can keep their academy going. I know our friends at the Fort Wayne Children's Choir are continuing to have Google chats with some of their singers and participate together in song. So it's been fun to see how my colleagues at arts and culture organizations are really utilizing social media to maintain an active voice, but also a connection.
It sounds like the creatives are certainly living up to their name then. What are you seeing actually appear on the cultural skyline, even in this last month that's never been there before, over and above the online connections that you're speaking of?
The talent of this community and the creative thinking in this community, I'm so excited to see what happens next. We have been rocked by world events over the last week in particular. And what is so encouraging is our arts and culture organizations haven't spent very much time in reaction mode. They've started really jumping into, okay, what can we do? What can we do to lend a hand? What can we do to support our caregivers of our community? What can we do to continue to support the families and the kids who are at home right now? It's really fun to see our arts and culture leaders and organizations and individual artists rally around the needs of our community. That's what we do best.
Amen to that one. And okay, now you get creative, Susan. What could folks add to their routine over and above what we've been talking about to stay aesthetically active and also be safe for now, but to keep in touch with the arts?
I have three ideas. One of our colleagues is the Fort Wayne Trails. Not necessarily an arts organization, but they work among arts and culture organizations within our network. And the trails are free. You can have social distancing while still participating in our trail system. And it is a time when many of us are hungry to get out of our houses and go for an exploration. So hit the trails. You won't be sorry. And we've got great weather coming. A second idea is to do a scavenger hunt with your favorite public art pieces. Get in your car, drive around, check out murals, check out some of the sculptures, maybe some of those that you haven't seen in person yet. Visit Fort Wayne has a great website with a map of public art, and I would encourage our community to check that out. A third cool idea, my neighborhood is considering doing this, is a neighborhood chalk walk. We send all of our kids out to decorate our driveways and our sidewalks and allow folks to take a tour of the community and the neighborhood's creativity. And that's something that's cheap and easy and very social distance friendly.
And very, very creative. It's great, Susan, and you've been encouraging as always. So I have just one more question for you. This is our city and community. It's our arts and culture scene. What would you like to say to everyone that's listening right here, right now, to give them hope and give them peace as we continue on the challenging part of this journey?
Keep the faith. There is another side of this, and it may not be that far away. This community will emerge out of this national and international crisis. And when we do, we're going to be hungry for opportunities to gather together and to celebrate. So arts and culture, quality of life assets, we play a very important role today, and we will continue to play an important role in the future. And I think it's important that we not lose sight of where we're going as a community. That momentum is not halted.
Thank you for those words, and thank you for speaking with me today, Susan. Stay well, stay creative, and do carry the gift.
Thank you. You too.